Egel was made
by Victor Krosbeger,
which is Issa Drabonon, which has been changed to a het because you made a Egel of pass. That's the real translation of the word Egel. Here we're talking about here the dinim of one rishus to another rishus, what you can, what you can't, which is really the divrei maskil of Siman Shin Mem Zayin. The divrei maskil in Tur, it doesn't say this divrei maskil, it's slightly a different divrei maskil, but so Siman Shin Mem involved dinim eruvim min haTorah sif aleph. We're going to go through basic things which we've learned already. What? Which carrying you're not allowed to do midiraisa? Which carry it, that means chayev, we call it chayev, because you're not allowed to do midiraisa. Chayev, skila, chayev, skila, chayev, chayev, chatos, b'shoigig. Then we have issa drabonon, which is osa, potter aval osa, or osa. And then we have muta, a carrying from one certain places to another places, which you're allowed to do. Your mamash allowed to do it. Sifal. Minatoira ein chayev. So we have, remember, four rishusen, rishus ayoch, rishus arabim, a karmelis, and a mokim ptur. So, minatoira ein chayev. Now it doesn't make any difference if you're carrying, meaning walking with it, picking it up in rishus arabim, and putting it down in rishus ayochid, or vice versa, rishus ayoch, rishus arabim. Or if you're throwing it, or if you're passing to somebody else and putting it into the other rishus, whilst you're standing in this rishus, placing it in the other rishus, it doesn't make a difference. Minat Torah ein chayev ela b'moitzi, taking out, umachnis, or bringing back in, v'zoyrek, staying here, but throwing the chayfetz, umoishit, or passing it to somebody else, m'rishus ha-yochid, rishus ha-rabim, rishus ha-rabim, rishus ha-yochid, either way. V'chachom, I made a thing just of the, to make it easier, the Chaznish writes somewhere that he is ashamed of his rebbes, that he had to make pictures. Chaznish's got a lot of pictures in Erevin. So he writes, he had to make a lot of pictures in Erevin, which his Rebbes didn't need. We need it. Chaznish wasn't ashamed. So, a lot of lines here. We have here a street, Rishus HaRabim. We have here Rishus HaYochid, whatever, a big box, or whatever, some Rishus HaYochid's got 10 lines. Now, see properly, there it's a Karmelis. Because there it's not high 10. This is high 10. But this is not high 10. But it's wide 4x4, so it's a Karmelis. There, however long it is, it's a mokum ptur. Why is it a mokum ptur? Because it's not wide 4. And a karmelis has to be 4 by 4. If it's not 4 by 4, you've lost your karmelis. But it's not high 10. So
there. Why doesn't karmelis change mokum ptur? It doesn't stretch.
So that's the bialochas kasha. What's the hechatimtsi here? Because lechoyer, we had yesterday, as moitzaminas mina, that should change. Alright, some we show. But we've got here Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid. So to take from Rishus HaYochid down to Rishus HaRabim, Chayev. To take backward is also Chayev. That's the first thing. Et minat Torah ein Chayev, Moitzi Machzav Zoyim, Rishoyim, Rishus Yochid, Zoyim, Zoyim, Rishus Yochid. The Chachomim made a Karmelis, like a Rishus. So they asked it to take me Karmelis, Rishus HaYochid, or Rishus HaRabim, or Mehem le Karmelis. So from that Karmelis you can't take, is also to take to Rishus HaRabim, also to take back to Rishus HaYochid. Aval, Mokum Ptur, if it's a Mokum Ptur, so it hasn't got this Dalad, it's not high 10, Mutter, Lahoitzi, Lahach, Semen, Rishus Yor, Rishus Ram, Mehem, Letoichai. You can take, from the Mokum Ptur, you can take in Rishus HaRabim, from the Mokum Ptur, you can take in Rishus HaYochid, even Lachatchili, you can do it. Mokum Ptur. Aval, Oime, Rishus HaYochid, Umoitzi, Oimachnis, but if you are in Rishus HaYochid and you go to, instead of going straight Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, if you're going to go from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, but you're going to go over the Mokum Ptur, so you went over the Mokum Ptur in the middle, so the Mechaber, you're still Chayev. If you stopped, it's Ayashah. But Leval, if you went straight over, you threw straight over, it does not help you. You've gone from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, and we don't care that you went over the Mokum Ptur. The Masa, the Chayfetz, has gone from the Shusram to the Shusyachad of Haket, and you're Chayef. Zog the Mishnebura.
That's what we do to
yes. Moishet, Hainu, Shegufoy, Oymed, Bishus Echad. What does it mean, Moishet? Moishet means passing. Shegufoy, Bishus Echad, Moishet, Beyod, Achay, Bishus Echad, without throwing, you're passing and placing. There's a special din Moshe where you can be chayev, which is from if you have two balconies on the same side of Ushus Hayochid and you're going from one to another. Ushus Hayochid over Ushus Rabim, even though Ushus Rabim is higher than 10, it's not really. There's a special din we learn out of the Midbar Agolas that is a din chayev. That's a separate din b'shteinish and disim. The Chachomim also, the Hainu, that means on the Kalmanis, why did they ask it? Why is it like Ushus Rabim? It's a Dalad, which hasn't got Mechitzas. It's not made for Ram to walk on it. You're not allowed to take out from this Kalmanis. Bein Ushus Rabim, Bein Ushus Hayochid, it's a proper Issa de Rabbonim. Aber from a Mukim Ptur, throw, pass, anything from the Mokum Ptur to the other Rishus to the Karmelis is also anything's Mutter from the Mokum Ptur. Doesn't mean he was standing. It means he was standing, even if he walked with it. Now, that's even though he went through a Mokum Ptur. The Kivan Shosa Kira Bishus Ayochid, Vanocha Bishus Ram Moyibcha, Lo Ichbazlan, Bamesha Heve, Bain Time Dech Mokum Ptur. We don't make him any better off because he passed through a Mokum Ptur, because he went from our Yishus Ayochid Suram. The Dafka Shaloi Omad Bamokum Ptur. That's only if he didn't stand in the Mokum Ptur. Aval Omad Ma'at Sham, he waited. So he's gone from Ushus Hayochid to Mokum Ptur.
What do you call that?
So what does he mean waiting? Pashas, he has to wait. The Gemara says lekatav. He's not oimed to rearrange the pekel on his back, because if he's doing that, then it's already part of the walking. He's waiting to rest. Yeah, he's resting. He's having a rest. He's stopping on himself, stopping to rearrange the package, because that would already be like part of the walking. It's not called stopping. We'll see in a minute later that you're going through. But a chiyav there is, if you don't stop, that's zikha, a chiyav, even though you went through a mokum tour. Now, Mishnah Berurah is an interesting case. What happens if you went, this is more of a chiddush, you went from Ushus Rabim, this pencil line, you went from Ushus Yochid, or Ushus Rabim, you went through Ushus Rabim, and you ended off in a Mokum Ptur. So that can't be a deraisa, because it started there and finished there. But there's still an Issa Drabonon, because you could have dropped it there. That's the idea of this Drabonon. Even though you're going to a Mokum Ptur, so you can't be chayev, because that kira was in a Rishus, but the ending was a Mokum Ptur. Even if you're not going to stop, because if you stop, you're chayev. Because stopping a person, starting and stopping, is like putting down and putting off. So that's another chiddush that you still got Issa Drabonon. So it's quite clear, it's quite simple, Ramos. This might make it more, even more complicated. It's quite simple. Rishus to Rishus is a deraisa. Rishus to a Karmelis is a Issa Drabonon. Rishus to a Mokum Ptur is Muta. Dr. Machabavite, V'chein, Lo Yamed Odom al Mokum Ptur, V'yika Chefetz, Miyad, Misha Oimed B'Shisorabim, V'yitnenu L'Misha Oimed B'Shisoryochid Oyebcha. So he's taking a Chefetz from a Mokum Ptur. He's standing on a Mokum Ptur. He's standing over here, standing over there, and he takes it from there and passes it to there. Oh, so now, is that to Issa? Is that Mamash Issa? What does it say? V'chein. So the Mishmur says already, what are we talking about here? Does he stop? Does he not stop? V'chein lo yamid. Hai v'chein lav dafka. D'chiyuv v'lekeh b'zeh. He can't be chayev here. D'kiven shu ba'atzmoy oimid. He is standing. V'nayach b'mokum tur. Miyad shigia chayfetz negdoi. Nasi kimi shenich ha-shamarak. V'nokat v'chein mishu misu. It's a issa. Ha'kol panu nasa ala yidah yitzo. M'shirib osla kule. So Mishabur says that when he's stopping ma'at, then it's only a issa. Or the bottom of Shat Tzir says, Ochem Barambam, Lefi Mashi Vashem Mashma, Didafke Bashanoch Shama'at, Avashaloi Noch Klal Chayev. So we have a machloikas. If somebody would pick it up and take it straight across, whether it's Chayev or it's only a issa. Straight across. Because whether you count that the standing here is a stopping, because he's standing. It's different to before that he was walking with it or he threw it. We're talking about he's standing in the Mokum Ptur, and he takes it from there to there, if he stops over here on the Mokim Patur, and then he passes it on, Zichroni Isidu Abono. If he continues and passed himself, could be some say it's still Isidu Abono, because the Masi goes over Mokim Patur, because it's called a stopping. When a person stops with something next to him, it's called stopping. And some things say, no, he's gone straight across, so you got a Chiv. But this is all because he went from Ushusay Yochid to Ushusay Rabbi. And therefore, Yizicha not allowed to go from Ushusay Yochid to Ushusay Rabbi through a Mokim Patur. We said before, you can go there and stop.
Stop, yeah.
Okay. You can from there to there, stop. It's okay. But you're going from there to there, passing right. It in, that's called Machlifin Mushus Lushus through a Mokim Patur, even though there might be not, there's no Issa. If you stop or you don't stop, but the zicha issa to do it. There's no chiyuv. The zicha issa to do it. Shaila is what happens if even if somebody else, so to speak about, if somebody else your own mokum to passes it to you and then you carry on.
Right.
Yeah, that could also be an issa because you're making the chayfets go from shishach to shirabim. What happens if a monkey gives it you from there and then you take it further? Yeah. Is that also called that you're taking something from Yochshas Rabbim? If a cotton gives you something from there to there, is it also called this? Other, if it's a kalmelis, and you're taking from the kalmelis to a mokum patur, and then putting in Yochshas Rabbim, so you haven't taken from Yochshas Dereisa to Dereisa. So there is where the machloikus. So the end of the mechaber. Ulahachlef and to exchange derech mokum patur b'rishuyas drabonon. Yes, oisum yes matirim. Yizicha can't take from the kamelis to the rishus ramshus yochid. So I'm allowed to take from the kamelis to mokum patur. So can I do a chachma to get my thing from the kamelis to rishus rabim? I'll take it to the mokum patur, put it down a second with the intention in a second later to take it from the mokum patur to rishus rabim. So that's a big machlokes in the gemara, machlokes rishonim, and the mechab also brings just two shittas. Lahachlef ches roitzolim shoyim da mokum patur v'nitel miyab mi shoyim. You go to a Kamelis. Any either way to Shazioch or Shazorabim, the main idea, the Shaila is, it's a Kamelis to a Mokim Patur to a Rishus. Any Rishus. Yes, Oimim Svirile, Dein Lechalim Rishus, Rashus, Drabon Lenezen, there's also Issa. Yes, Matir and Svirile, Dafke Rishus, Dereisa Gazrinam. Because really, you're going through a Mokim Patur and it's all Exera. Shenkem Rishus, Drabon is Exera, Exera. We don't say it's also, it comes in quite a few times, this case. A Kamelis to a Mokim Patur to a Rishus. We're stopping in the middle. See base. Minat Torah. Now we've got, now we've spoken clearly about the Issa from Rishus. To Rishus. Now, in Middle Reisa, there's two types of Yisurim on Shabbos. One is Rishus to Rishus, and one is in Rishus Sarabim, Daladamas. Daladamas and Rishus Sarabim. So now we're going to learn about Daladamas and Rishus Sarabim. See, base. Mina Torah in Chayav Elebe Mave Alba Amas Rishus Sarabim. Alba, Vachachomim Osru, Lehave Alba Amas Bekalmelis, Tabi Mave, four Amas in a Kalmelis. The Yomu Bika Trey Gabne Kamelis Nenu Mutalatal Mizula Zu Toychar Ba'amas. That means if you have one Bika, one Kamelis, and you have another Kamelis, then you're allowed to carry within four in the Rishus Rabim also. You're allowed to carry within four. Once. There's no Issa. The Ravidol's Issa. But no, there's no Issa. If you see something.
Once.
If you stop and do it again, there's no, you have to have a special reason to do it, to fill in or anything like that. But if you stand, you see something in Rishus Rabim. You see something which, let's say, and you see it there, and you decide, I'd prefer that this should be over there. Or you pick up your hat. Your hat falls down in Rishus Rabim. Right? So your hat's over there. And now, and it's difficult to get there. So you pick it up, and you bring it to yourself. And you're standing three amas away. There's no issa. Because you carried three amas in Rishus Rabim. That's okay. Till four is okay. And the same thing in the Kamelis. It's okay. Now we've got one Kamelis over here and one Kamelis over here. Now, this Durim Shver, I saw somebody ask the Kasha, why are Yom and Bikr two types of Kamelis? Maybe because the sea count from the top, we said yesterday. It's a little Shver. In the next sif, we'll understand better. But let's imagine, in the Yom, you can not allow to do under four amas. In the Bikr, you're allowed to do under four amas. Although from the Yom to the Bikr, you're also allowed to do less than four amas, even though they're two types. It's not called Rishus L'Rishus. Just straight door. So the Chacham Shlomi, he wants to say even allowed to do eight, because it's four in each. This question is, why is Yom and Bikr two types? still needs by me an explanation. See base, but ma'av arba amas hainu ali da'kiru v'anocha v'also du abon nika da'kiru v'anocha v'ad. Yud base, in Mishabur, Kamalis, because the Issa of Rishas Rav is the same in the Kamalis. Dumb Rishas Rav, v'ayinle, so in Mishabur, Trey Gavna, with Salem, and the Afo became with Littatle Mizulizu, v'le gozru Mishum Mishuyas. Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel, we're just going to learn the first two lines. There's another type of Kamalis called a Kaufiv. Kaufiv. Perish, Mokim, Shemukiv, Mechitzas, Beloi, Kiru, Kumoy, Chotzi, Yesu, Mesayim. That's a very wichtig din. What is a Kaufiv? A Kaufiv is a place which has been surrounded not for living purposes. It's a Kaufiv. Not for living purposes. So you don't intend making a house there. The best, the most simple Kaufiv is you intend making it a field.
Maybe a park, maybe.
Oh, that, Dafka didn't say that. That is already argumentative. Yeah. Is it living purposes or not? Could be the chayav part. Also living purposes. Dafka didn't say. So the same will stay in Shulchan Aruch. Kalvav shleokiv ledira. So the Tesvov says you want to plant things there. So you want to make a field there, and you make a proper mechitza all around. Oh, but it's loy hukav ledira. It's not made for living purposes. It's made for a zriya. It's made for a field. So if it's less than Beis HaSayim, it's a Rishu Sayochid. But the Reis is a proper Rishu Sayochid. If it's less than proper Rishu Sayochid, if it's less, if it's a Rishu Sayochid, it's a proper Rishu Sayochid. So if it's a proper Rishu Sayochid, if it's less than Beis HaSayim, it's taka proper Rishu Sayochid. As soon as it becomes bigger than a Beis HaSayim, and the surrounding walls were not made for living purposes, it becomes a calf of Yosef. A Beis HaSayim is about as big as Machzikadas car park over there with a mikveh. I've measured it once. 1152 square amas going through, I know. With a mikveh. It's about as big as that. So if you have an area as big as that, that becomes, even though it's Rishus HaYochid, that becomes a proper Kamalis. And when made of constant Kamalis, you can't carry there more than Dal Damas. So if you decide, oh, it's a nice Shabbos afternoon, we'll go to the field and we'll have a picnic there. And you take the things there before Shabbos. So now you're in there and you're having a picnic there and you want to carry. You don't have to carry more than Dal Damas because it's Yosef Beis HaSayim. If it be less than Beis HaSayim, a bit smaller, then it'll be all right. So there's also Drabon and Dikadin. Midurais, it's called Mechitzas, proper Mechitzas. So there's Sif Gimel. Kalfa, Perish, Perish, Mokim, Shemukim, Mechitzas, Beloi, Kiri. Can't have a roof either. Kamoi Chotz, a roof would make it not a Kalfa. Yosef Beis HaSayim. Shaloi hukaf ledira osri chachomem letaltul ele toich alba amas only within alba amas. And now we have a problem. So you're allowed to carry in this kalfaf within dalad amas? Are you allowed to carry from this kalfaf to the open field next door? Now the open field next door within dalad. Now here I already understand the chiddush, because the open field next door is a mokim patur, is nothing. But they made it a kalmelis. They made it a kalmelis. This one is Rishus HaYochid. But they made it a Kamalis. So here's already two types of Kamalis. Afal Piken, the Gemara is up to ready, that they allowed you to carry from the real Rishus HaYochid to the Kamalis, even though you're not allowed to carry from Kamalis Rishus HaYochid. Because they wanted you to remember that this Rishus HaYochid is Nishka Rishus HaYochid. It's a Kamalis. And they don't want you to carry there more than Dalad Amas. So they have to make it into a real Kamalis. So Drabonos. To say you're even allowed to carry from the Kamalis to the Rishus HaYochid. Mutter leit zu meine Kamera, bitte ich weiß davon auf. So der Mischbrüe, you dalet Jesus may sign, she may sign, we will come to shiva mama va albert vochem, shiva mama va albert, it'll be a square, it'll be 70 and 4 vochem, 70 hours 4 vochem, by 70 hours 4 vochem, which is 1152 square meters according to the smaller shear. Shloi hukav le dir, kain shoye datel in toile zoye kagam, we will come to shiva mama. There's the whole dinner kaf. Osri chachomim, shkim shu godel kol kach, it's so big. Osri le michle, bishu sram, osri chachomim ke kamlis. Umutza le kamlis acha, after min at toile yishu sa yochel lechol dover, kain shiash le mechitzes. Vazoy mit toile yishu sram, is avada chayev, because it really is a yishu sa yochel, bishu yochel le kamlis ali osri loitzi, aber here he tiru, because if you'll tell me it's yishu sa yochel, then you'll forget the holding kamlis. Im nasi yishu 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 When you make your picnic there, you'll carry. So they said, no, when you make your picnic there, you can't carry Dalad Amas, but you can carry from there to the field next door within Dalad. Now here there's a long bi'alocha here about a kalfif, that the pshat here, the kalfif is, however big it is, it's always mashma, that midraisa it's ushus ayochid, but midrabanan it's not. So he brings here the shitta we spoke about before, that some shittas are that if something's very big, could be it's not even ushus ayochid midraisa.
If it's
very big, yeah. Here we're saying really it's ushus ayochid, but midrabanan it's a kalmelis. Some shittas are that if something is very big, it's even not ushus ayochid midraisa. If there you'll have a problem, how can you make an Erev in a big huge town, which is more, like we said, after 16 kilometers, 32, how can you make an Erev in a big town? So the Bialocha says at the end, that's only if he says at the end that the walls are not man-made. As long as the walls are man-made, it's a choshus ayochid deraisa, however big it is. But the Gemara is talking about like England, which is surrounded by walls, which are not man-made. On that you can say, some Rishonim would say, that it's not choshus ayochid deraisa even.
Okay. Can you?